Everybody?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay, everybody can hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna call this meeting to order at 7:01. Do we have a flag somewhere? Flag?
Mark Spitzer.
Hey, Mark, where's your flag?
Where's right your behind picture? Him.
I know that, but he's gotta show it. Hello?
Come on.
Flag. I should have a flag. I'm a dumb butt. I have a small black dog I could hold up, but that'd be kind of silly.
I have a flag on my desk. You can't see it, but I have it.
Anybody have a flag around? Where's Mark?
I'm here, but I don't have a camera.
There you are. Okay. I see you now. Everybody see the flag behind Mark?
Yep.
Okay, let's just pretend like we see the flag. Let's go. If you want to stand, I pledge allegiance
to the flag and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all.
It was a pretty close facsimile there. Louise, could you please take roll?
Absolutely. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Mr. Bowers?
Here.
Butler?
Here.
Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Coppola?
Are you taking that?
Mr. Coppola?
Where'd he go? Mr. He's on there.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Was that Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Gray?
He won't be here.
Mr. Malerba?
Here.
Ms. Pertoso?
Here she is. She's almost here. I see her name.
Mr. Pilastro?
He was here. There he is. There. Sam.
Mr. Coppola, did he ever answer?
Yes. Yes, Louise, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Thank you. And Mr. Gray is absent. You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Louise.
You're welcome.
We have some additions for the agenda, and after we do that, I'll ask if there's anyone else that has any.
For the year,
I need to add a transfer for the Public Works. So, do I hear a motion to add to the agenda? It can be the last item to move. A transfer of $5,000 from a couple accounts and some from another. So let's just say to move, so transfer some funds within the Public Works. Could we add that to the agenda? Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion.
And by Rob. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it, Judy.
By Jim.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I need to recuse.
Oh, okay. What are they doing? Not light, but it's okay. We're fine. We got enough people. Thank you.
Is that Mr. Carlone?
Mr. Carlone recused.
Yes, that was me.
Because he's a public
Thank you.
All right. I also would like to make a motion to add to the agenda. After number six, I would like to add a transfer from the working balance of $6,613 into the TD Bank account. And then we'll explain it when we get to that. So do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Agenda at this point.
That Jim?
That was Chris.
I'm sorry.
Okay, motion by Chris. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Rob? Okay.
Yes.
So Chris and Rob, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And then the third thing I need to add is I'd like to add, also at the end of the agenda, a little section about the upcoming budget, what the general procedure will be and what our schedule will be. Do I hear a motion to add a budget section?
I'll make a motion.
By Sam? Okay.
Second.
Ray?
Yeah.
Second by Ray?
Who made the motion? I didn't get it.
Jesus. Sam made the motion.
Who?
Sam, Velastro. The one with the stuff on his face.
I still didn't get that.
No, it's good. It's all good. Not the
I'm
guy
sorry.
Who did that, but Weenie, those that stick Russell, out. Like things we don't
I didn't get the name.
Sam.
Sam. Sam, I'm sorry, Sam. I can't understand
Louise.
It.
Louise, I understand, but you can listen to the recording. Otherwise, the meeting's going to take 5 hours. So it's
sorry,
better off.
Mark.
That's okay, but it'll be easier and it'll be a smoother meeting if we do it that way.
Okay. So motion by Sam, second by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
I apologize. Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Is there anything else that we need to add, change, or delete on the agenda? Anything else? Okay, we'll close number four. Is there anyone who, I do have somebody who wants to speak in public portion, and then I'll ask if there's anyone else. Drew, I believe you wanted to speak.
Yes, and thank you, Judy. Andrew Baflick, Chief of Staff for the city. Can I just ask, I'm getting a lot of feedback and a lot of background noise. If you're not speaking, everybody please mute, just from a Zoom perspective. It seems to work a little bit better. Thank you. Just real quick, I just wanted to join your meeting this evening to introduce to you folks the interim finance director. You'll see him on your screen. David Taylor is his name. The city engaged a third-party placement firm and Robert Half Industries to help us find an interim finance director to take over that role. David was the last man standing from that process. We were very impressed with his resume. He's been a CPA since 1985 and has a myriad of other really great experiences within the business, mostly in the private sector. But he is going to be the person who's going to not only operate the day-to-day operations of our finance department, but also who is going to shepherd you and through the budget process. So I just wanted to introduce him formally via Zoom. He starts tomorrow in City Hall is his first day. On site, but if you want to say a few words to the board, you're certainly more than welcome to. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but Judy, if that's okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hi, Dave.
Hi, thank you, Drew. I'm really looking forward to this opportunity and the new experiences that I'll have. I look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Dave.
Fasten your seatbelt. All righty. I think I can do this in public portion. I'm going to pretend like I'm the public for a minute. I heard as part of the public that we were forming a search committee for a permanent finance director. And I heard that they needed someone from both sides of the board, both parties on the board. And Ray Bowers has kindly stepped up to do that for the Republican side. And we were having a little trouble finding someone for the other side. And I kind of stuck Carlo in there, which he said he doesn't have time. I was wondering, since we're on the topic, if you could think about it during the meeting to see if either Rose, Jim, or Brian. Yeah, your name's Brian. I'm sorry, Brian. You're the most new to me. If any of you guys think you would be able to do that, that would be Ducky. Okay, we're going to move on to number six. And I'll get this into the motion first, and then we can have, I think Keith can explain it. Do I hear a motion to add to our revenue side for workman's comp reimbursement, which is account 6,666,618? the amount of $313,379.56. And then using that, we will increase our other side, our acquisition side, by parsing it out to workman's comp insurance account 2400270273 in the account in the amount of $275,557.42. We will also increase the fireman's gear 2019 account 3700360369 by $5,111.80. We will increase the TD Bank account 7100500510 by $2,710.34, and ultimately increase the unemployment account 2600270271 by $30,000. Do I hear a motion?
Moved. So moved, Judy. Yep.
Is that you, Jim?
Yep.
So good to see you on there. A real person. Very nice. Okay, so motion by Jim. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Who was that?
Ray.
Ray. Thank you, Ray. Keith, do you have?
Sure. Thank you, Madam. Thank you, Madam Chair, and good evening, everyone. Madam Chair, I don't know if we could do this, but could we take a moment of silence for the passing of Patty Finn before we do this item? Or if you want to do it at the end of the meeting, if you would be so kind. Patty was a stellar yeoman employee of the city. Just did so much, and I don't want us to miss the opportunity because he did so much from an economic development financial side. Maybe at the end of the meeting, we do a moment of silence for her, ma'am.
Why don't we wait till the end and then we can do it properly? And I'm sorry I rushed us out of public.
No problem. Good evening. The insurance increase in workers' comp reimbursement that's our funds that are being returned to us because we hit the stop loss on a major claim that's so over 10 years old. The claim total cost of the claim was almost $1.8 million. But if you remember, we have a stop loss, and this 313 is what they owed us back for hitting the stop loss last year. Of the 250 plus what was above that. So this is prior year expenses that were being repaid for, plus some new year money. So the thought there is to put most of it back into the workers' comp line because we will have additional workers' comp claims this year. And we do have some incremental increases in the fire gear lease, which was $5,111. That was when that lease was put in the budget. There was an amortization schedule change. And then the TD Bank was as a result of, if you remember, the lease was not in the budget in 18-19, and the solar panels were not yet in either. So if you recall, we restructured that lease payment, so we didn't have a payment last year. And with that comes a cost for the lawyers and the analysts to redo the amortization schedule. So in that line item, we did not have the cost of that service that was required by both parties to ensure the amortization schedule was certified. So we need more money in that line to cover not the lease payment, but this was a third party restatement of the amortization schedule. Now the benefit is we didn't have a payment last year. So we need more money to pay for that fee. And then unemployment, if you recall, we pay unemployment for not only the city, but the Board of Ed. And we have hit the unemployment cap at 20,000, and we need about 30,000 more for what we think exists in the horizon. So that's where we're trying to take the workers' comp, put $275,000 back into the workers' comp line, increase some incremental lines that need additional funding, and then put some in unemployment.
Sure, thank you, Keith. Anybody have any questions on that?
Can I get a quick question, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Sure. Do we know the total cost for the third party and all the third party firms for that?
Yep, it was $8,643. And then they did a slight interest modification to the amortization schedule. So the total we needed was $9,323. So Judy has the $2,710 there, and then she added the $6,613. So of the $9,323, $8,643 was that cost. And then the difference was a slight increase in the amortization schedule for year one payment.
So the 6,000 at the end is to fulfill, finish everything off.
Yeah, that's true. Because the 6,000 plus the 2,700 gives you the 9,323, of which 8,643 is for the third party. And then there was a $650 change in the amortization schedule.
Thank you very much.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then that brings us to the one we added in the beginning. And that, I would hear a motion to move $6,613 from our working balance. I don't have that account number in front of me.
8,400, 390, 0390.
And yes, we're going to move that into the
7,100.
That same TD bank. Yeah, 7,100, 500, 0510.
Yes, ma'am.
Do I hear a motion? That will complete the transaction in number six. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second.
Who is that?
Rob.
Rob, second by Rob. Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, so number seven. Okay, so do I hear a motion to create a new revenue line in the 6,000 series, whatever number works best? It will be for COVID CRF. What's CRF stand for?
COVID Relief Fund.
COVID Relief Fund. The COVID Relief Fund. We would like to start a revenue line with the amount of $182,874 and it create the matching expense line in Department 8200 with the same title and for the same amount. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Carlo?
Yep.
Okay, motion by Carlo. Oh. Go ahead, second.
By Rose.
Second by Rose. Okay. I assume, Keith, this is just the money that's coming in and we have to have it there somewhere to put it?
Yes, ma'am. This is there's a couple rounds of funding that are coming. This is the $182,000 coming from the state. This is originally, it was originally for expenses through December of 20. They've now extended through December of 21. So what's going to happen is any COVID-related expense will be booked to this 8,200 new line, and it's offset from the revenue from the state.
Okay. So this is state money, and then we expect some more to come in?
Yes, ma'am.
Got there. Who needs to mute? Somebody's very noisy out there. Any questions about this? Okay,
this is just a pass through because of COVID. They're just whatever bills we send in to the state, they're paying them. Is that what I'm to understand?
Yeah, there's a category, Chris, a list of allowable expenditures under this bucket of money. So let's say it's new plastic shields, it's laptops, it's anything that falls into that list of approved and we can get it to you would be allowable under this 182. What they did was they gave us the money and said, now you spend it. Now, of course, at the end, we're going to have to show all our expenditures to make sure that they're acceptable for what's allowed. So that's what this money is for. Then there's FEMA money that's coming that's going to help cover with salaries and overtime related to COVID and whatnot. But this is the first round, and we get cash, now we spend it, and then they'll audit it at the end.
Rose, can you mute your computer? I think you've got the background noise coming through.
Let's see, what do I have to do here?
You should have a mute me button. If you look over somewhere, you should have a little button you can mute yourself. Yeah, your phone's off. I don't know. She's gone, I think. She's very quiet. All right, I think we're okay. We'll see. Okay. Keith, so did that make sense, Chris? You all set with that information?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Keith, do you know how much we're at right now for that? About? Doesn't have to be exact, just a close.
I believe we're in the 40 to 50,000 range. 40 to 50,000. And here's why I can't give an exact number. Some of the expenses that we had that we thought were going to be state reimbursed, they moved to the FEMA category. So we're in the middle of completing the FEMA submittal. So we'll have a better handle on that next week, Carlo, because like some goes to FEMA, some goes to the state. Some the Board of Ed was able to use under their CARES Act grant. So I believe under this 182, I think we're between 40 and 50,000 now after we backed out what was FEMA eligible.
Thank you.
Mark, you may have to put Rose back in. I'm not sure. I think she maybe hit the run. Any other questions on this particular one? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. So number eight, so I would hear a motion to create another new revenue line item in the 6,000 series. We will title it UI Comdevel, in the amount of $30,000, and the matching expense item in Department 8200 with the same title and the same amount. Do I hear a motion to create this other line?
So moved.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
That's Ray?
Yeah.
Second by Ray. All right. And what one is this, Keith?
Drew will take this one, Madam Chair.
Okay.
So, Judy, this is a grant that we received now from UI to support community development projects. So again, kind of similar to what Chris called a pass-through earlier. You know, we get this grant money that has to be flagged for community development activities. We've got a few in mind for the funds that we're working with UI on what we did this year, but I've got 10,000 from last year and 20,000 this year that I want to park in with a revenue and expenditure line.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. We got lots of revenue lines tonight. Okay. Do I hear a motion to create another revenue line in the 6,000 series? We'll call this one Energy Management Pro. This will be in the amount of $349,372. And we want to put it on the expenditure side in the special working balance, which is $8,400 something. I don't have my account numbers here in front of me. Well, it's a special working balance. It's the only account we have called the special working balance. And it's in the $8,400 department. Do I hear a motion?
So move.
Who said that?
Rob.
Rob, thank you, Rob. Motion by Rob.
Second, Judy.
Second by Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim. So who wants to talk about this one?
We'll both take a shot at it. All right. I'll frame it and then we'll, Drew, you'll go from there. If you recall, we had the Johnson Control Energy Management contract where they were doing energy enhancements and we're supposed to yield savings on the utility bills that offset the debt side of the agreement. And if you recall, there were some issues where the solar panels were not done in time, then COVID kicked in and everything slipped and was extended and we weren't really getting the full savings because the full scope of work wasn't done.
This is a check that's coming as a result of the energy management program from UI. We're getting this check, and it's for $349,372. Now, the thought here is to park it in special working balance because, A, you're going to have a debt payment next year of about $370,000 to pay for that long-term lease with TD Bank for Johnson Controls. So our thought is to park it there. You could use it in case of an emergency, but if not, it would drop down. It could help you offset the expense next year for the debt payment. Also, if you have any additional programs that or costs related to energy management, our thought was by putting in a special working balance, should you need that money, you could have access to it. Is that fair, Drew, kind of where we were?
Yes. And we we expect more to follow this as well, and that will also come in as revenue, whether it be from Eversource or other things related to the project, other give backs, if you will.
So by parking in special working balance, Judy, you're kind of locking it up, and it would take a board action to move it, but it's also would drop down at the end of the year if you don't need it to help you with next year's budget. Where if you want to use it for the debt payment, you don't have to tax for it. Or if you have another crisis that hits, you're able to tap into it.
Yeah, I think it's sort of locked, as long as we remember how much it was and why we put it there. Sounds good. Anybody have any questions about this?
Would it be better just to put in the fund balance now and then if we needed to move it? So then it's not forgotten about.
The problem with parking it in a fund balance is they shy upon us going in and out of fund balance on a regular basis. You know, you're kind of tapping your rainy day fund for any ongoing expenses. If you leave it in special working, Chris, Carlo, it'll drop down at the end to where you want it. You know what I mean? If you park it in fund balance and try and take it out, now we have motions in and out of fund balance during the regular fiscal year, and it's just not viewed upon as prudent.
Okay.
Maybe when we do our budget, we put aside a special column. So when we leave something in special working balance, because we anticipate this, we might need it for this or that, so that we have like a trail. So maybe in the same way as we're going through the year, it would be nice to have a more visible trail. So that we don't, 4 months from now say, oh, wow. Of course, this would drop down soon, but yeah, I could see something happening. We go, we got a bunch in the special working balance.
Right.
Nice if it was a little more reserved.
That's the only thing I'm concerned about. We usually put small amounts, not a large amount.
Yeah. As long as we recall. Okay. But I agree with Pete that we don't want to be popping stuff in and out of the fund balance either, because then it looks like we're unorganized.
Theoretically, we shouldn't even be touching this money if we did the budget accordingly, because we already have money in there.
Yeah, but this was not anticipated. We didn't know this was coming.
Right. I'm saying we already have a working balance budgeted, so theoretically, we already should be kind of set for any things that would arise.
Ideally, yes. Medical is starting to concern us a little, but that's. We're okay for now, Chris, Carlo, but medical's starting to, we're hearing about a lot of surgeries coming and we're getting a little concerned, but that's for next month.
Would you think it would be possible to put some of it into the fund balance, like half of it or something? Would that be something to look at?
Yeah, it's much more than we ever have in the special working balance. I think that's what's kind of making people a little uncomfortable.
Then park the whole thing in the fund balance, if that's easy, if everyone's more comfortable with that. You could park it all in the fund balance replenishment.
Andrew, we said, if there's unforeseen bills coming up, we wouldn't want to, like you said, go in and out of the fund balance. But if we only put half of it in there, we won't have to use any of it, but there's always a possibility.
Okay.
Andrew, when do you see the other money coming in? Do you have no anticipation on that?
once the solar portion of the project is done, we should see a sizable amount of money come in. And prior to that, we should see money come in from Eversource. And I actually just asked for an update on that today. Unfortunately, I did not receive the exact update yet. But I anticipate that perhaps even in advance of your next meeting. They're looking to give us the rebates that were due from, let's say, installing gas boilers in some of the schools. And, you know, this the genesis of this money is all the LEDs, basically, that we put citywide. We no longer have, like, fluorescent bulbs everywhere. So by making that conversion, UI gives you this one, this windfall, if you will, of $350,000 to say, hey, thanks for going green. And that's really simplifying it, oversimplifying it. But we anticipate the similar, I don't know how, with the amount yet from Eversource, but I'll get that this is available.
Thank you.
Madam Chair,
so if we put, go ahead.
If the pleasure, I would keep it all together, you know, because why a third, why a half, why not two quarters, three quarters, you know what I mean? So if you want to park it in the fund balance replenishment, which you have 1.5 million now, you increase that expenditure by the difference. And then if you have expenses, you take it out of there only in an emergency. But then this way, it also shows you're being prudent and you're putting money back in the fund balance replenishment. But it's a line item in the budget where if you have to go after it, you can move it with the same motion as moving it out of special working balance. This way it's trackable, you know, 1.5 plus the 300, and then it's all there.
I kind of like that, yeah.
And in
that works for everybody. We'll just move it to a different line in the budget into the fund balance replenishment line. And then that will fall down to the regular fund balance end of the year. And it earmarks it more.
Yep.
Sounds good.
So the change.
Is there a motion then to amend the number 9? To instead of increasing the special working balance by 349,372 to increase the fund balance replenishment line. Does anyone have an account number, please, for me?
Yes, I do.
Chair, you can accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay.
The line is going to be 8400.
All right.
Dash 390.
Yeah.
Dash 0392. Fund balance replenishment.
Oh, it's in that same category. Okay. Okay, so I have a motion, or I guess I need to hear a motion for a friendly amendment to the given measure, which would send the $349,372 to the fund balance replenishement line 8400,390,0392. Instead of to the special working balance. Do I hear a motion to accept that?
So moved.
Motion by Carlo?
Yep.
Okay, and do I hear a second?
Second.
And by Chris. All righty, and any other further discussion?
I guess not.
They got something to say.
That's a second.
Sorry about that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Okay, number 10. There's a motion to create a new expenditure line in the department 6300. Titled Citywide Property, and increase the revenue line item, Sale of City Property, which is the $6,240,0242, and increase expenditure line by, this is very awkwardly worded. Okay. So we're going to increase the expenditure. No. What are we doing here?
It's really increasing the revenue and the expenditure called Citywide Property for 10 grand. I think what happened was when it was typed, it copied the same thing twice.
Okay, I was going to say this is just strange. Okay, so do I hear a motion to create? Is it a new expenditure line?
It's a new expenditure line. Or it's a new expenditure line for citywide property,
and then increase the revenue line that exists, the $6,240,0242.
Okay. So we're going to start over. So do I hear a motion to increase the existing revenue line entitled sale of city property, which is the $6,240,0242 by $10,000, and create a new expenditure line item 63 in the 6300 series titled citywide property and increase it by the same $10,000. Motion?
I made the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Motion by Rob.
Second by Sam.
Second by Sam. Questions? Explanations?
Sure, Madam Chair, Drew had to run the P&Z, but what this is when we have a sale of city property and the revenue comes in, sometimes it would go to miscellaneous revenue unanticipated. But what's happening is there's also now expenditures when it comes to citywide property, such as appraisals and whatnot. So what they're trying to do here is to recognize expenditures associated with the sale or purchase of citywide property in the proper expense line and use the revenue from the sale of city property to offset those expenses. So that's why this is kind of just truly recognizing an expense associated with any citywide property properly.
Now, why the amount of $10,000 exactly? What is that?
That was just an estimate that they kind of think that's what may come in the next 6 months.
Oh, okay.
There's no science behind it, ma'am.
Okay. It'd be very small property, right?
Yeah.
All right. Any questions on this?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Number 11. Do I hear a motion to transfer $8,406 from the working balance, $8,403,90,0390, to the, I forgot what the CCM is. The
Connecticut Conference of Municipalities.
The Connecticut Conference of Municipalities. Is that a new line? $8,200,490,0503, and this is for the council dues. Do I hear a motion? Anybody?
So move.
Second. Second by Ray.
By Ray. Okay. This is this new thing we joined, right? I mean, it's the thing is not new, but our joining it was new.
It's actually the second year, but here's the mistake that happened for full disclosure. The line item you just said. Is this a new line item? The answer is no, that $8,200,490,0503. If you all may recall, during the budget, it also said the monument repair on the green. If you remember that, remember we had 8,000 in there and it, the title of the line, as silly as this sounds, said monument repair or replacement. And that was kind of where we had the money to fix the monument up on the green.
Right.
Well, the title of the account actually said monument repair slash CCM, but on our reports, you don't see CCM. So when it had 8,000, we talked about the monument, reduced it to 1,000, not recognizing that the 8,000 was for CCM, not the monument.
What are the CCM dues? Are they
8,406 exactly.
A year?
Yes.
Jesus. I'm going to start a club and my dues are going to be $5,000. So
all we're doing here is funding the CCM dues and I changed the line item where it reads CCM now first. So you see it's CCM in there.
Okay. That's just odd to put CCM and statues in the same line, but
they were, so they were put in there. And I think it happens sometimes. You grab a line item that's stale and you change, but whatever it was, that's the way it happened. It's a mistake. We move on.
So what do we get for our $8,400? I wonder. I guess this is something to talk about during budget time. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Better be
what is CCM? Not to debate it, but what is it? What's
the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities. They have like classes, and I think they send out helpful information.
Okay. And they advocate for municipalities, Ray, on legislation that may be coming that will impact municipalities. They have round tables with, you know, different mayors or finance people to talk about best practices.
I got it.
Okay. And the dues are based on your population. So yep. You're not paying, you know, we're not paying the same as Shelton.
I got it. All right. Thanks. That's all. That's it. Thank you.
So that sounds wow. Because there's like, what, 169 cities in Connecticut? That's a lot of money. They better be helping us. Anyway, that's something to be talked about during budget. Any questions on this for Keith or all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Number 12. Oh, as for our tax collector, do I hear a motion to transfer $8,820 from our working balance, $8,400,390,0390, to our financial services, $2,500,390,0392, to pay our interim tax collector? Have a motion?
Motion.
By Jim? Is that Jim?
No, Chris.
Chris?
Second by Sam.
Second by Sam? Thank you. So what was the deal with this? Because I know there's also some money in there or something.
Right. So, as you know, our tax collector retired, and we have an interim tax collector, which is being paid as a 1099 out of this financial services line item. So you have not paid your tax collector out of the tax collector line item since her retirement. So what's going to happen here is we're moving the money to pay for the interim out of financial services, which is a 1099 line, but you're going to have a surplus in the tax collector's salary line. I believe the interim's staying through March. So you're going to have savings from November to March. At which time you could either drop it down or let it drop to the fund balance at the end of the year.
Okay, and why would we, so we prefer to move this out of the working balance over into this as opposed to actually moving it from the salary line?
Correct. Because we've never tried to touch salary lines in the middle of the year. So we just leave it parked there, and then at the end of the year, it either stays or you drop it down.
Okay. Any questions on this?
Do we have a timetable for a full-time hire?
Yeah, the interim, I believe, Carlo, is not staying past March. So they're going to start a process in the next 3 to 4 weeks to get somebody for April.
Perfect. Thank
you. All right. Any more questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We next need to adopt the meeting schedule for the remainder of 2021, and then we usually send that over into 2022 for a month or two. So for, I guess, the next 12 months. Before we look at the days, which I assume will be the same days, but we'll do that. I was wondering, since we're now most of us working from home, would we want to entertain moving the tax board meetings, the regular ones, up to a little earlier?
I don't mean.
Is there anybody that, like, if we moved them to 6 or 6:30, would that be something you guys might want to do just for this year because of the situation?
That would be fine.
Yep.
Would it be a problem for anybody? How about you, Carlo? Are you commuting or are you doing...
Yeah, the only thing for now would be all right, but if we got, that's fine. Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay, so you guys like 6 or you like 6:30?
Uh,
I would say we can do 6 o'clock until the budget is complete, and then we can move it to 6:30 after that. That's an issue.
Madam Chair, you could set them at 6, and if you had to make, you know, if you decided you want to start it later because it's more practical, you could do that. You just can't start earlier than it starts.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. So,
does that become a special meeting at that point if we change the time? If we're setting something up for the year?
No, because we're setting it up, it'll be regular, right?
Technically, the call would be at 6, but if you knew that you weren't going to have a quorum till 6:30. It would still be the same meeting that just got called. Like, you know how sometimes you're waiting for a quorum.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it would work out for the most part.
Okay. I just want to make sure that every meeting thereafter, if we do that, it's not a special meeting. That's all.
Okay. Good point, Sam. Yeah. Okay.
And if you had to modify it too, Sam, you could modify it and it would take effect after 30 days. So there's a remedy too, if we had to.
That's fine. Okay. All right. Thanks.
So, do I hear a motion? Can we just, I guess we can do this verbally. We'll have to have a list. So do I hear a motion to adopt our meeting schedule for 2021, the rest of 2021 through February of 2022 or January of 2022, I guess, to be the third Monday of each month with the exception of February, it would be Tuesday because of President's Day. And in January of 2022, it would be a Tuesday because of Martin Luther King Day. And those meetings would begin at 6 p.m. I think that's.
And then do you want to add in the budget meetings, or are you going to do that?
No. We'll make that a separate.
Okay.
Thing. So these are just for our regular meetings for the rest of the year and January of next year. Third Monday of every month, just like now, with the exceptions that we always have in January and February because of Martin Luther King and because of President's Day. Do I hear a motion? And at 6 o'clock.
I'll move, Judy.
Second.
Who made the motion, Chris?
No, I second it.
Who made the motion, Jim?
Jim made the motion.
Okay, so motion by Jim. Oh my God. Excuse me. What is the matter with you? Come in. Come in.
The one lady
in the room. I'm gonna tell Drew to get pebbles and beat you up. Oh, you don't think so, huh? Oh yeah, you just see. Okay. Hey. Motion by Jim, second by
Chris.
On favor,
Judy. Just a quick question. Internet was going out. If we eventually get to meeting in person, we can always change the time back. My internet went out when Mark was kind of explaining all that.
We can kind of play it as we go, just for this year. And if it looks like we're just definitely all going back to normal and we want to all go back to 7, I would assume we can adopt a new schedule like mid year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. And finally, and we'll do Patty after this. I sent you all an email. There were changes because of, in our budget schedule, because of the new.
Didn't do public work, Judy.
Pardon? Oh, I didn't do public works? I thought I did. Oops. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, okay. Before we get there, I apologize. Do I hear a motion to transfer? Hold on.
$5,000.
Okay. So we want to transfer $5,000 from both from two accounts. We want to transfer $10,000, half from the 4100-330-0331, and the other half from the 4100-440-0441, and they're going to go into the 4100-470-0474, which is the Main Street decorative lighting. So it's all within the Department 4100. The electricity account. Is that right? I don't know why I'm doing a meeting. I don't have a chart of accounts with me, but oh well. So anyway, do I hear a motion to make that transfer for Public Works?
It's a total of 10,000, not 5,000?
10,000. So 5,000 coming out of the 330, 331, another 5,000 coming out of the 440, 441, their total 10,000 okay. Going into the 470, 474.
Got it.
The reason being that they've been, he was short on, he had to do extensive repairs, light repairs, green walk and around, underground electrical cable. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Well, Rob made the motion and Jim seconded already, and Mr. Okay. Carlone himself.
Oh, well, that was just to get it on the agenda. No, this is now actually to pass the motion. That was just to get it on here. So do I hear a motion then to actually make this transfer?
So moved.
Who was that? Rob?
Rob.
Okay, motion by Rob. I hear a second.
Second by Sam.
Any questions on that? Do you guys want the accountant names? I apologize. I'm not. This came in kind of late today, so I'm not more prepared with that.
Judy, is this for the down the main street?
Says due to emergency repair to a damaged underground electrical cable. And the other was caused by repairs to the Greenway lighting. 15 of the lights needed either repairs or replacement. They were, these were needed to light the green for the Christmas season. The total cost was $9,856. He's been paying it out of the Main Street decorative lighting, which is now underfunded. So that's all I know about it. I don't think we have Ed on here, do we? Unless Ed's a bell. Okay. Any other questions on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I need to recuse.
And okay. So we're good still. We got 9. Okay, then motion passes with a recusal by Chris. Okay, now we go to the budget. So we have to have the budget. The departments have to have the budget in by February 1st. So it should be towards the end of this month. The mayor now has to prepare his own budget. As you all know from the past budgets, he kind of does anyway because they jump in here or there, but this is now a more formal procedure where he literally gives his bottom line on what he wants the city budget to look like. So I have already sent out an email to the departments that because we're having changes in the finance department and we're working remotely and all this, to please keep your budgets as stable as possible compared to last year. And that we are not going to have workshops for people unless they have significant changes. So if you know you're adding $10 to your paper supply, that's great. We don't want you to come tell us about it. So of course the schools will have a workshop always. I'm sure the police will want a workshop. Not sure about, I'm sure the storms will be here. Don't know what else we'll have. So as they will be coming in, supposed to be here February 1st, probably some be a little bit late. So I figure in February, we could set up Tuesday meetings starting from February 9th would be the soonest one, and just have every Tuesday all the way through the end of April. That would be for workshops. That would be for the mayor presenting his budget and us discussing it with him. It would be for our deliberations. Later, it would be for the primary budget approval, it would be for the public hearing and then the final budget vote. So everything on Tuesday, starting at 6 o'clock, starting February 9th. And where we don't need to, we don't have enough budgets or we don't have anything to talk about, we can cancel as we go.
Judy,
how does this sound?
Judy, now with the new formality with the mayor, do we know if the mayor is going first after us? Do we know how that's working out?
Well, the mayor's supposed to have his ready by March 1st.
So will he present it first before we deliberate and do any of that, or?
Well, anything final, sure, or anything serious. I mean, I'm just saying, if I don't know if the schools, I think Dr. Conway's on here. I saw him. He may have, yeah, he's here. I don't know if he can hear us.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, I don't know. I doubt if you guys are going to be ready to talk about yours in February, right? I think you're going to give us an estimate February 1st, and then you guys are going to be more ready to talk and display later in March, correct?
No, we've accelerated our meetings that we have that I think you attended the last one as well, Madam Chair. And we've presented to our subcommittee of the board. We'll make final revisions this week. We'll present to the subcommittee and then to the board on our February COW meeting. But we'll have an estimate to the mayor by February 1st.
Okay. And now how about when you present it to us and we go over everything? When are you thinking?
That's up to, we leave that up to yourself, Madam Chair, and the committee.
Okay, cool.
We'll be ready on the date that you give us.
Okay, thank you. So what are you guys, so we can gather everything in February. We could have maybe one workshop where we just discuss everything that's come in so we can see what we got. If we want to workshop anybody, we could do it or not. Then the mayor, I think, would have the first workshop in March where he lays out all his stuff. Then we would follow with the schools or the police, kind of that would be the rhythm. We wouldn't do much in February. I just say if we set a meeting for every Tuesday, then we're covered. And then we feel we need to meet, we can. We do not have to. It's easier to do that than at the last minute try to get the agenda on the door 24 hours before. And if we stick to Tuesdays, if that works for everybody, then we kind of know to keep our Tuesdays free for the most part.
And Judy, that's 6 or 6:30?
What do you guys think? We could try 6 since we're thinking about doing the regular meetings at 6 as well. And the first half hour of the meeting doesn't have to be too exciting, you know. If someone is a little bit late, especially with workshop meetings, it's not the end of the world.
You could try it, and then if you have to reschedule them, you could just readjust it.
Yeah. So what are you guys thinking?
I would say 6, because once we get late into March and the meetings get long, we probably want to start them at 6.
Yep.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Sounds good for everybody. How about Dave? David Taylor's going to have to come to these now. See what we're doing. 6 o'clock work for you?
Yeah, that would be great. I think the earlier is better.
Okay. All righty. So I don't know if we have to formally adopt this. I don't think it's necessary. We're just going to start setting up meetings and starting February 9th. That would be the very earliest we'd want to meet. It probably won't need to then. But I think if not the 9th and the 16th and kind of go over what's come in, et cetera, and then we got to decide on how we're going to share this information. It's always an issue. I don't know if anybody remembers way back when Steferi was first mayor in 2005, Carolyn Duhame was the tax chair that year. And she got all the budgets, everything, even like the Board of Ed, which is the biggest one. We went down to City Hall and made binders for everybody. They were enormous. You had to have like a wagon to carry these binders around. It's changed a lot in just those few years. So if there's no other information, who would like to maybe say a few words about Patty and lead us in a moment of silence for her? Are you still here, Keith? Keith, go away.
He's here. He's just muted.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, Keith, would you want to say a couple words and maybe lead us in a moment of silence for Patty?
Sure. Thank you. Over the Christmas holiday, we had a loss to one of our family members, our team member, somebody who gave her all to this city for over 25 years. I think Mark can attest that we'd walk in there on Saturdays or Sundays, and there was Finney, always with a smile, just plugging away. She would just take on anything that no one else wanted to do. She did things that no one else could do. And she just always had a personality that put a smile on your face or made you really think that there's nothing you can't conquer or beat. And unfortunately, after her passing, you start to realize just how valuable a team member she was, how much she really did, from community development to parking authority to counting coins. Patty truly was a vital part of this community, a vital part of City Hall. As Mark said in one of his statements, that you know, she'd be bellowing out show tunes and just singing when things were just not going great or the challenges were just seemed insurmountable. So we had this was a big loss for each of us in City Hall, losing a friend, but for us as a government, losing somebody whose likes we'll never see again.
Thank you, Keith. Anybody want to add anything? All right, maybe we could have a moment of silence in for Patty. Okay, thank you, everybody. Appreciate that. Do I have any, before we adjourn, or just check in with Jim, Rose, Brian, are any of you interested in being on the committee?
Committee.
Be researching for a permanent finance director later on?
Yeah, this is Brian Cavolo. I'd be interested.
Oh, okay. That'd be great, Brian. So do you have to modify something for that, Mark? Did they vote on that?
They did, but we'll ask them to modify that.
Okay, that won't be hard, will it?
It was Mr. Bowers and Mr. Malerba.
It was, yeah. Now it's going to be Mr. Bowers and Mr. Coppola.
Okay, so we'll have that corrected.
Okay, nice. Okay, I think we're good. I'll be sending you budget information as it comes in. I think we're getting just about the time we get really no stop no the time we get really good at this online stuff, then they'll tell us to all come back down and we'll all be in our slippers. All right, motion to adjourn.
So moved
by Rob. Second.
Rose, I'll second it.
Rose, second. So we stand adjourned at 8:05. Thank you very much, everyone.
Well, happy
New Year, everyone.